Yes. There we are with hopefully a better connection. I was just working towards the conclusion. In some of the documentation that you sent before this interview and recording, there were some ideas which baffled me. And essentially, it was the notion that leaders are willing to abuse other people, but the other people are not willing to reciprocate that. They are not willing to abuse back.
Richtig, yes.
And as a result, out comes that whole system of imbalanced politics, with
Right.
leaders and followers and masses which are treated as if they are dumb,
Yes.
for the simple reason that they are not willing to go into the depth of abuse that some of the leaders operate by. And that connects me back to where you have written your book about the need for the economy of ethics
Yes.
and ethics as the basis of economy.
Yes.
So that is probably not something to take into this conversation right now, but it is something that I would like to follow up with in a recording at some other moment.
Okay.
Because I can well imagine that when you start to talk more about what you found and how all of these authors addressing that interconnect, like you've been bringing together today, and also in the documentation that you connected to the presentation of today, that we could follow up on that later.
Yes.
For now, I suggest that we round off this session, close off this recording, and it would probably be most helpful if you could summarize what in your mind has come out of this exploration.
And first, again, back to this paper, or this was not a paper, it's just for this dialogue. I thought, how can I, which selection I choose? And I chose 10 of these key books to mass psychology. And I found, of course, Canetti, for example, is a PhD in chemistry. Just an example. You have many other examples. So most of these people are not philosophers. They came from the sciences, and they applied the sciences to human behavior. And I think that mass psychology, without researching into the mass psychology and of course delusion also, it's impossible to advance the social science of economics, so the social science of economics, and I see it in at three stages. So we have the ethical stages, the ethical stage, the first, the fundamentals. You have, of course, the economic action of people, and then you have the ecological consequences. Each ecological consequences, not only just in natural terms, also in human relationships. There, I can agree to Marx that. The alienation from nature and the alienation from human to human is a very important historical process. So that's, I think, long-term, so to switch from this economic system of short-term gain and long-term pain to a system of long-term gain. And maybe short-term pain, but long-term gain. So just to switch it from not from short-term gain to long-term pain, we have to change. Sometimes you need the short-term pain to gain or to achieve long-term gain. That's I think the, and therefore we have to more not observe but listen to our inner self, and that inner self should guide our external behavior, and not advertisements or not even that somebody says, okay, that I agree to the Torah. If you want to do something good, you do it because it's good. You don't need the reward I don't know, from God or from anybody else. You just do good because you want to do good. So there are very important statements also, of course, in the Torah. And this appeal, of course, to all humanity. But we don't have teachers for it, for that. We don't have teachers for that. We have only, again, like in science, teachers for in some circles only, unfortunately. But this will change, I think, within the next 10 or 20 years. This will also change. And even Dawkins said that for him, science is a religion. Hmm. It's also an important statement from Richard Dawkins. And so I would say that the most important is this not only quest for the or the search for the inner self, that is would be too complicated, but just if people sit down 5 minutes, really think about why I'm feeling this way, and they act more in a more reflective manner and not like machines. So the most important is something like a moment of rest between or action thinking. So at least thinking and then maybe coming to action. And most people just don't do that. It's it's like a robotic life. And this, of course, is not endurable because we have too many ill people, too many acute diseases, too many chronic illnesses. And these are all consequences of this lifestyle.
Yes, that's great, because that's where you say that then the madness in the masses is replaced by people reconnecting to where their feeling and their choice.
Yes, and this must have some, of course, economic incentive. So, as you said, people also need some natural resources, or they need their own house or apartments and all. There's something, economic self-reliance, I would call it.
Yeah.
We need that, so it won't work from alone. We live in a material world, and so the physicality has also been organized for free choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen Ternik, thank you so much, because this is where you asked us to connect up.
Yes.
To explore these ideas, and now you've brought them all together.
Yeah,
And I hope that we can continue some of the deeper levels of this in future interviews.
Yes, yes.
And I thank you very much for the summary and the whole story, which you did just now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, thank you very much too, and we will continue.
Okay, then I'll close off the recording now.
Si.
Here.
La lucha continúa.
Gracias.
Sí. Si.